You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Chris Myers, the president and CEO of Environmental Laboratories, Inc., or ELI, which is located in Madison, Indiana, and is one of North America's largest EPA-certified drinking water testing laboratories. ELI has been in business for 35 years, and Chris has over four decades of experience in drinking water testing. ELI is the parent company of EnviroTest Kits, a division dedicated to developing and distributing drinking water test kits under the brand names of Safe Home and Safe Home Pro for use by the general public. Mr. Myers, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, why should one be testing their drinking water?
Well, that's a great question to start with, but the U.S. National Library of Medicine, through one of their surveys, noted that 19.5 million Americans reported a water-related illness through either a hospital emergency room, a doctor's office, or a state or county health department. And when 19.5 million Americans in a developed country are reporting a water-related illness, we should take note that we should be testing our water. If these same people had been testing their water, Eric, over half of them, nearly 10 million of them, could have avoided this respective water-related illness or emergency.
Now, if you would, get into what contaminants should we be testing in our drinking water and which Safe Home test kit provides testing for these contaminants?
Yeah, really, that's kind of a two-part question in relationship to well water versus city water supply. If they're on a well water supply, they should be looking to test bacteria, physical properties, inorganics, metals, volatile and semi-volatile organics. Bacteria itself, you know, we have a Safe Home a DIY or do-it-yourself bacteria test kit. The homeowner can actually test their well water supply and see the results themselves, or if they say, well, we want the laboratory to test it, we have the Safe Home Pro bacteria test kit that they can send into our facility. There's also the Safe Home Ultimate test kit. They receive a free bacteria, do-it-yourself bacteria test in that kit. And then the Ultimate test kit, that tests for over 200 contaminants. Or the Safe Home Pro 200 has the lab-tested bacteria test in it, and again, tests for over 200 contaminants. City water supplies, they're monitored on a regular basis by the city utility, but we still sell a lot of test kits to homeowners who are on city water supplies. We have a basic test kit that tests for five contaminants, or a Safe Home Pro test kit that tests for five contaminants. The select test kit tests for 15 contaminants. The Pro 15 tests for 15 contaminants. The premium test kit test for 50 contaminants, and Safe Home Pro 50 test for 50 contaminants. The difference between Safe Home and Safe Home Pro, the Safe Home test kits, they do the bacteria test at home and send everything else to us. If they want to send everything, including the bacteria, to us, that's the Pro series.
Another question out of curiosity, how often should we be testing our drinking water?
Well, if you're on a well water supply, you should be testing your bacteria quarterly. And again, you can do that, do it yourself, or you can send it into a laboratory. Other contaminants, you want to test those twice per year. Once during the wet season, heavy rains, and once during the dry season or drought conditions. Or any time the water looks, smells, or tastes wrong, it's different. But the bottom line there is, during the wet season, heavy rains, that brings in new contaminants into the aquifers where your well is drilled. During the dry season, that's when contaminants spike. The concentrations of contaminants go up. The great illustration for that is you pour salt into a glass of water. You allow that to evaporate daily on your kitchen table. At the end of that period, it becomes cloudy, and then nothing's left but the sodium chloride, the salt that you put in there. So when there's drought conditions, if your contaminant, say arsenic, was at a certain concentration normally during the drought season or drought time, the arsenic concentration is going to go up. So you want to test during the wet season and the dry season on well water, city water supplies, any contaminants that you would choose that you might be having trouble with, lead or other things that are in the news. But you should test those annually, or again, anytime the water looks, smells, or tastes different or wrong.
Some really good advice here today. We are joined by Mr. Chris Myers, the President and CEO of Environmental Laboratories, Inc., or ELI, which is located in Madison, Indiana, and is one of North America's largest EPA-certified drinking water testing laboratories here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I do understand the biggest complaint by customers who come to you from other laboratories is that they never get their test results on time. What guarantee does Enviro Test Kits provide here?
You know, and that's a great question. We've been talking about this for years. I've been in this industry for 40 years. Environmental Laboratories has been in business for 35 in regulated testing and testing for the homeowner. And one of the biggest complaints is we don't get our test results on time, or it takes so long. With us, you go to our website and purchase one of our test kits. If we do not send you the test results when they're promised, we'll give you another test kit of identical reference free, no charge. So we're guaranteeing that our test results are sent on time for all of our kits, or we'll give the consumer that had the problem with that another free test kit.
So once the test results have been received, what do we actually do after that?
Yeah, so that's the number one question asked by the consumer. Okay, I've tested my water, I have my lab report, my test results, but I have some contaminant issues. What do I do now? Well, they're going to be able to come to our website. We did a huge upgrade to our website, and there's a resources web page on our website, a 55-page database. They're going to be able to come there and see on the resources webpage, the history of the contaminant. In other words, where does the contaminant come from? And we have over 200 contaminants on there. I mean, physical properties, bacteria, inorganic contaminants, heavy metals, volatile and semi-volatile organics. We provide a history where these contaminants come from, the possible health side effects from the contaminants, if there are any. Does the contaminant have an EPA maximum contaminant level listed by the EPA? And if so, what is the concentration of that MCL? Links to research about how to reduce or even eliminate the respective contaminants. Those research links are at universities, EPA links, the EPA website, or State Department of Health, Soil and Water Conservation Districts, and other places where they've conducted research for this. We also will recommend any test kits for that contaminant on our website, and then links to water treatment professional websites. We're actually allowing people to have links on our website who provide water treatment for disinfection for bacteria, filtration for contaminants, reverse osmosis, and the homeowner can do all this on our website and then access these water treatment professionals to get advice on how to treat these specific contaminants. To our knowledge, there's no one else in the U.S. doing this. We're here to serve and provide the A to Z solution. Buy the test kit, get the test results from a certified laboratory, and then what to do afterwards once you find out what the contaminants are.
Again, this has been really helpful and very informative, as well as eye-opening, and we can't thank you enough for drawing our attention to our drinking water and what we could do to better our drinking water as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or advice to add here in conclusion?
Oh, absolutely. We say don't guess, test. If you're going to have information to make informed decisions for the health and well-being of your family on a day-to-day basis, think of this. People will spend an average of $250 to $300 a year for oil changes on their car to keep it in top running condition. in hopes of extending the car's life. Those same people can keep their family members' health in top condition, possibly even extending their lives, just by testing their water supply once a year. That's the best tip we can give.
Certainly makes total sense. Again, Mr. Myers, thanks for joining us here today. And before you go, where can listeners get all the details and get their Enviro test kit?
Yes, they can go to our website, envirotestkits.com. That's EnviroTestKits.com. And there's a plethora of information that will give them the step-by-step to protect their family from drinking water contaminants.
Again, Mr. Myers, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for visiting with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Eric. We're here to serve the general public. We appreciate it.
We have been speaking with Mr. Chris Myers, the President and CEO of Environmental Laboratories, Inc., or ELI, which is located in Madison, Indiana, and is one of North America's largest EPA-certified drinking water testing laboratories. And for more information and to pick up your EnviroTest kit today, visit EnviroTestKits.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.